This is Akashvani, the news read by Xinbia Hui. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that children are the future of the country and that teachers have a duty to instill in them moral values, critical thinking skills, and a sense of responsibility towards society. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the National Award 2024 to 82 teachers in New Delhi this evening. She emphasized that respect for women should be shown not only in words but in practice as well. The president said that the status of women in any society is an important criterion for its development. The president told teachers that the generation of their students will create a developed India. She advised teachers and students to adopt a global mindset and world-class skills. President Murmu stated that great teachers build a great nation and that only teachers with a developed mindset can create citizens who will build a developed nation, she added. She has expressed confidence that by inspiring students, teachers will make India the knowledge hub of the world. Each award comprises a certificate of merit, a cash prize of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies, and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to alleviate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, today. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has reached New Delhi after his successful visit of Singapore. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asked the armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts world over. He asked top commanders of the armed forces to analyse events such as the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Hamas conflicts and the current situation in Bangladesh and to remain prepared for any unforeseen challenges. Presiding over the Joint Commanders Conference in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that India is a peace-loving nation and the armed forces need to be prepared for war in order to preserve peace. The conference, which commenced yesterday, brought together the apex-level military leadership of the country, who deliberated on the current and future challenges to the nation in the context of national security. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC India, in collaboration with the Sankala Foundation, will be organizing a national conference on universal access to healthcare, digital solutions in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is supported by the Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The primary aim of the event is to bring together practitioners, government officials, leading experts, innovators, and policymakers in the field of healthcare and digital healthcare technology for universal access to affordable and quality healthcare services, especially for people living in rural, remote and hilly areas. At Paris Paralympics 2024, India's judoka Kapil Parmar won bronze medal in para judo men's 60kg J1 category, beating Brazil's Elielton de Oliveira. This is the first medal in this event in India's history of Paralympics. Currently, Team India is standing on 14th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. Harvinder Singh and Pooja Jadhyan lost to Elisabetta Mugino and Stefano Trevisani of Italy in the mixed team recurve open semi-final by 2-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.